Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And today, we're watching episode 507 of Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 11, White Thunder, part 1.
It aired on April 17th, 2004, written by Douglas Sloan and directed by Charlie Haskell.
Josh, can I tell you, before we get into all the stuff of what we do here and all that, can I tell you a story about my horrible, awful day yesterday?
Sure.
So, the night before, I'm going to say conscripted to go see friends. Not a lot. It was not a big, there was five of us total. Everyone is mostly quarantined for the most of the days. Anyway, Eli was literally quarantined for 3 weeks before he came down. So everybody's very safe, but it was just five of us. It's the first time I've seen Eli in a year. We got schmammed. We got real hammered, because when you hang out and you haven't seen each other for a while, sometimes you do that. And we played a board game that is about drinking. So we were drinking. At some point in the night, we thought it would be a great idea, because you know Josh, and he's kind of a weirdo. He's in this He's in this like night battle group. Like they do like night battles, like with armor and swords and foam and stuff.
Oh, like a knight battle.
Like a knight. Yeah, no. Not like in the dark.
Like under cover of darkness, they go out and do battles.
Yeah. No one can see. No, it's like a knight, like a medieval kind of training thing. So Josh just happened to have a couple of shields and a couple of swords, and we at 1:30 in the morning did have a tournament, all very, very wasted. And then afterwards we went to bed, and then I woke up the next day and we had to leave pretty early because Scoot had a thing to do, so we left. And about halfway from where Josh lives to my house, I was like, Scoot, please pull over the car. I need to throw up on the side of the road. And I did that because I drank way, way too much, and it was terrible. And I don't know the last time you threw up, but for me, it was about 8 years ago.
It's been a minute.
I forgot how terrible it makes your body feel, like from toe to tip.
It takes every inch of your body to throw up. Every part of it is like throws itself
in. It feels like someone reaches all the way down you, grabs you by the taint, and then pulls up through the mouth. It's so bad. So I did that, and I was like, well, I feel better. I feel terrible, but I feel better in like a metaphysical sense. So we're driving. We keep driving. We are literally on the road before we get to where I live. We're on the main road. And I'm like, I'm going to need you to pull over one more again so I can do this one more time. And then I spent the rest of the day laying in bed like a baby because I didn't want to do anything. I was too sick. So kids, please drink responsibly. And more than that, don't mix alcohol and then like drink some Powerade and hope it's going to be okay. Like, it's not. You need real water. Also, I never want to have orange Powerade ever again. Because that is a lot of what I threw up that first time. And so I think I'm all set on that. Yeah. So how was your weekend?
Orange Gatorade or Powerade or I don't know. It's kind of like a bottom tier anyway.
I like Orange Gatorade a lot. I think Orange Gatorade is like a top two for me.
Okay. So I don't know. It always tastes more like an orange peel than an orange
well,
to me.
Yeah. But I like
I'm not
that.
Super into that.
I like that about it. My number one, I think, is probably lemon lime. Your classic yellow Gatorade.
Yeah. I think I like the fruit punch, red one. I don't know if red Gatorade is also fruit punch, I'm pretty sure.
It is fruit punch flavored Gatorade at the very
don't
least.
Don't get
yeah.
tricked though by like the red one that's strawberry, because the strawberry one, not so hot. Not so good.
I have not had that one, so
sometimes they get dumped into the water thing in the back at work, and they'll trick you, and you'll be like, oh, a nice fruit punch, and it's actually like a bad strawberry.
Oh no, you hate a bad strawberry.
Yeah, I mean, my weekend was fine, I guess. I called out at work last night because I just couldn't.
No, I get it. I also would have had to call out of work if I had one. So
nothing was wrong with me. I just was not about to do it, so I called
out. Hey, you know what, honestly, that's as good enough, a good a reason as any. You don't have to justify yourself here.
I'm not. I'm just stating the reason was that, no, that was why I didn't go to work yesterday.
My reason was I don't want to, can't make me. So I ended up not eating a thing until like 7, which is cool because I was very sore from, again, the night tournament we had where we beat the heck out of each other with foam swords very hard. And I couldn't take ibuprofen because I hadn't eaten that day, and I don't think that would have done anything or worked the way it should. So I pretty much just laid in bed kind of whinging for like 12 hours until I could eat. I feel better today, though, so that's nice. Do you want to talk about Power Rangers? We don't talk about it. What we do is we pause recording.
We could talk about Power Rangers in general.
Then we go watch it, and then we come talk about it back to the podcast. Let's do that.
Okay.
Dino Thunder, power up!
We're back. Oh, we just watched White Thunder part one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're never gonna convince me that this shouldn't have been Tommy. It was a real dumb move to do it the way they did.
Yeah, I feel like they felt like they had like a clock, like a ticking clock that they needed to lock down. Like the Tommy in a morphed suit contingent of fans. And they decided that was five episodes. And they should have not done it that way, because I feel like it would have worked a lot better. Also, I can't wait to tell you what the Netflix description was, because boy, howdy, does it give away the whole game.
So it gives away more than just this episode?
Oh, no, it just gives away the entire, like, main thing that happens in this episode. Like,
oh, so the... Okay, I have a pretty good idea of what
like
how
in
it
no
probably
uncertain,
reads.
It's not coy about it. It doesn't use like it's not like, oh, it's a pronoun. It could be anybody. It's like this character's name does the thing that happens, and it's like, oh, okay, you could, okay, yeah, sure. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes up through Lightspeed Rescue. I almost said Lightspeed Galaxy. Boy, that would have been egg on my face, huh? Up through Lightspeed Rescue, there's also an archive feed that is the first 10 seasons. It's everything up through Wild Force that you can go listen to in order. It's in order, but they're not labeled. But I trust all of you to know how numbers work. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Apple Butter Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Stitcher, Podknife, Podbaby, Pod... We're on Pod Terrible Internet Podcasts. It's when the internet sucks like a whole ass, and it keeps trying to shut this podcast down from the inside.
Who put suck ass in our internet?
Oh damn, suck ass, how dare you doing us dirty like this, suck, after we gave you such a cool name. How dare you. Can give us a rating interview in any of those places. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. I need to buy new internet, like a new one, like a fresh one that no one else is on that can't be clogged up. So I'm going to need you to go to patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh and help us out with that. I don't know what else to do. I was going to ask about if you got any cool Power Ranger presents, but now I'm worried that doing so will cause the internet to poop on itself again.
I did, though. I got two cool Power Rangers presents.
What'd you get? I got one.
I got they re-released all the like Zords. For the Megazords?
Yeah, they're like little, but they still are changeable, like the old one.
So I got all of those. You can actually probably see it on the shelf behind me there.
Oh, yeah.
So he's assembled.
Nice.
And hanging out. And I got the visual history book.
Hey, me too. Did you look through it?
I did a little bit. I didn't get too far into it because I did open like right to Dino Thunder, and I was like, this is as far as I can go. And I can't even really go this far yet.
I opened up, I got to the first page of Dino, I was just skimming through it, and I got to the first page of Dino Thunder, and I was like, this is where the book ends for now. Because it was the only thing on the front page was like, Dino Thunder, Tommy came back, and here are three Rangers. And I was like, that's all I'm going to look at. This is everything I need to know so far. Were you surprised by the amount of like leaflets and inserts and pullouts and little things in it?
Yes, because Latasha did flip through the entire thing, and there were just a lot of like
stuff.
Yeah, just a lot of stuff in there.
Some of it's really cool. Some of it's like, here's the like floor plans for the Astro Mega ship, and I'm like, that is actually very cool. That, let me look at that.
Oh, I might have to go back through.
And then some of it is like, and here is just a thing stuck in that's got Zed on it.
One of them in like the season two section or somewhere around there, it's like, here's just like a, it fold, these pages fold out and have a bunch of pictures of monsters on them.
Yeah. And I'm like, cool. I don't know if I need that. The only one that I'm like genuinely mad about is like directly on the page with all the MMPR movie suits. There's like a thing on it. And I'm like, I want to look at the movie suits, and there's a whole thing in the way first. So, because as the only person who likes the movie suits, I would like to get a nice clean look at them in like a high def. And then there's like, here's a thing with like a recipe on it. And I'm like, oh, what is this? I don't know what this is.
It's for the GAC.
For the GAC. Make it be the GAC. So cool. The only other, I didn't get anything else power. I think it's the only Power Rangers thing I got. I did get a bunch of Ghostbusters toys, so that was pretty cool, nice. Though. They got nice. Those Ghostbuster action figures. I don't know if you've seen those.
I have not. I don't
They're
think.
Like pretty solid. They're like $20 each. I got there's six of them. There's the four Ghostbusters, and there's Dana, or I guess technically there's Zool and Gozer. And I got all the Ghostbusters, so I just need to get those two left, but I'm pretty excited to pop those out and get them on the thing because they look very good. And I think if you put them all together, you can make like the dog thing that Zool and Vince Clortho were.
Oh, yeah.
After they changed. So I need to get that so I can have that. Would technically be Vince Clortho then, I guess, because it comes with a Zool.
Right.
So, you know. But yeah. All right. Do you want to talk about Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Now that I think we've either played chicken with the internet and it's doing fine, or I just made it mad, we start off. At Haley Cyberspace, it is nighttime, or it's the morning. I think it's actually the morning, but it seems like nighttime.
It's the morning, because in a minute we're going to get like a timestamp. So.
Okay. And Haley hears like an intruder. So
I was very confused, because it does look like night. And she kind of like steps around the corner, like out of the back. And I swear she was like yawning and stretching.
She was. She totally was. So she lives here.
She lives here, right?
I guess
this is her house, too?
Yeah, she's got a loft apartment above the cyberspace, and so she's like, she hears something. She grabs like a change jar or a candle. I wasn't sure what the first thing was, and she puts it down, and then she grabs like a mic stand, like the whole thing, like she's gonna swing it like a baseball bat. And she comes around the corner, and there's Trent, and it looks like he spilled a bunch of Cheerios or something. I don't know what that was.
Well, yeah, he's sitting down there. He's drawing and eating Cheerios.
You know, hey. He's in high school. That makes perfect sense to me. He's like, don't hit me with the mic stand, please. And she's like, what are you here? Why are you here? And he's like, oh, I'm drawing because my dad is a dickhead and doesn't like it when I draw.
Yeah. So this is when Trent says, like, I bet you're wondering what I'm doing here at 7 a.m.
Okay. That makes sense that it is the early morning. Did you see what Trent was drawing?
I did, because Haley definitely shows them right to us. There's like a monkey in a spacesuit.
There's like a monkey in a spacesuit that's very cute. I thought that was going to turn into a Monster Zed style. It did not. Don't worry.
Not yet.
Well, you're not wrong. and then number two is Astronema. Kind of.
What kind of? It's like a space lady.
It's like a blue-haired space babe. She doesn't have like the Astronema like armor or anything on, but I feel like it was just pretty much Astronema. And there was just an alien, just like a regular alien.
All superheroes, because that's all Trent can draw.
That's all he knows how to draw.
So these are all heroes.
Yeah, this is Space Monkey, Astronema, and Alien Man. Your favorite superheroes. Yeah, so his dad's a big jerk, and he's like, he doesn't support my artistic endeavors. And he's like, how do you know that? And Trent's like, because he said, I do not support your artistic endeavors. And I was like, woof, this guy sounds like he sucks. And later, he will confirm it. We cut over to, I decided to start calling it Gog Island.
Okay.
Because that feels right to me.
I guess.
It's a Gog Island. Zeltrax and Mezogog are talking. There's a thing they kept secret from Tommy, and Elsa is going to do something at it. And there's really, it's kind of vague.
But Mezogog doesn't know that? Because he's yelling at Zeltrax. He's like, where is she? When is the last time you saw her? And Zeltrax is like, she's going to do the thing we talked about.
and Mezogog's like, oh yeah, right. Sorry, I just woke up. I forgot, I guess. We cut to her. She has these sunglasses on, and she like sees a statue that's behind like a invisibility cloak or whatever, And remember how last time or the time before that you were like, boy, her acting is bad.
Yeah, it's also very inconsistent, it turns out.
It's very inconsistent and kind of wild that it's like, because I know Principal Randall works. Like, Principal I feel Randall like that character fine. Works.
Yeah.
But Elsa does not.
It's like she doesn't know what to do when she's Elsa. Because she, like, I don't even remember what she says, but all of a sudden she has this, like, raspy snake voice.
Yeah, and she's like,
and she's never had that before.
She's like, now I'm gonna kill the temple. Because she's like, there's like a thing. It's like, the energy should be cleaned up. And so the energy, there's enough energy, and she like undoes the cloaking device, and there's like a dino temple where there's like a dinosaur statue and then like a couple other dinosaur statues around it. And I really want to know what happened here, because clearly it's not new, right?
No.
But then she blows it up with like a bomb or something.
Or she shot it really hard with a laser. Something exploded it. I don't really remember what it was.
At some point, Tommy will say, like, it's in the petrified forest, so, like, it's an old forest, I guess. But also, she just blows it up with a bomb, and she's like, got it, and then she leaves. And Tommy's, like, brushing some bones back at his place, and he gets a reading about a bomb going off in the petrified forest.
And it's, like, a far shot, like, he's got a drone out there, I guess, and it's, like, really high up, so you can see Elsa, but it's, like, kind of far away, so he's like, who is that? And it's, like, who do you Come think on. That is, Tommy?
Come on, man. Yeah,
I'll give you two guesses, and there should only be two different names coming out of your mouth.
And both are technically correct. So we cut to Cassidy and Devin dressed like they're in a Christmas carol, and they are going to infiltrate a news studio. Well, I thought they were going to infiltrate it. Turns out they're just going to go ask for a job, but they did dress up like they have to give Tiny Tim a goose on Christmas. Yeah.
Devin's got his hair slicked over, which is a choice look.
It's a choice. He looks bad, but I think it's on purpose, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, clearly. It's supposed to look like this is not Devin.
Yeah. And Cassie's just like dressed up, and he's like, we can't just go into a news studio. She's like, yes, you can. He's like, what about like experience or like knowing things? And she's like, no. It's all about hair and makeup and clothes, and mine are the best, so we're going to get right in. And he's like, this is not going to go well.
What a read on the news industry,
right? got him.
Just
got him?
pretty talking heads, man. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters as long as you can read a teleprompter, right?
Yeah. So we cut into the newsroom. I don't know if we go somewhere else. I don't think we do. I think we go right into the newsroom. And there's a man whose name is not J. Jonah Jameson, but could be. And he's like eating a donut, and he's eating the hell out of this donut, and. He's like, so let me get this straight. You are sick of working for a high school news station where you go to high school and you want to work for real news. And they're like, yes. He's like, well, I appreciate the gumption. What kind of experience do you have? And Devin's like, I knew we were going to need that.
But they should have experience. Like,
yeah, our experience is working on the news station.
Yeah, Cassie could be like, well, I did walk up to a monster and try to get an interview.
If they had the footage of that, she'd be like, look, I think that's guts. Like, that's
the problem is that Devin can't aim a camera to save his life.
I feel like he's probably really good at it, but he always is, like, caught doing something else and has to, like, real quick. He's not good under pressure. I think it's the pressure more than the technical skill, I hope, because I like Devin. But he's like, okay, well, if you don't have any experience, I can't just give you a job, cuz. And they're like, what if we give you an exclusive? And he's like, ooh, an exclusive. Because this is written for children.
Right.
And so, like, obviously it would be an exclusive if you got it to him first. He's like, what are you talking about? She's like, the Power Rangers. I'm going to get you their identities. He's like, you know what? You give me the identity of even one Power Ranger, any color, doesn't matter, and I will put you on the 6 o'clock news. And she's like, done. And then later on, Devin will be like, this is not going to work out for us. We cut from there to the Petrified Forest where the dino statues got blown up. The Rangers meet Tommy. They're like, Dr. O, we got here as soon as we could. Tommy has something that is clearly a power drill with like a thing on the front, and he calls it like a meter. I don't know what it's reading, but it is a power drill. It is just a good job, props department.
Yeah, it's a power drill, but it has like this big plastic thing over it.
It's like a, it's not like a dish. It's like a scoop. It's like a big scoop on the front, and it's like a big vacuum
cleaner that someone put over a hand drill.
It is also like designed to look like the Brachia staff, and like it has that kind of like,
yeah, it definitely has like, it's like segmented in the way that like the robot dinosaur feet are.
Yeah,
he's just like aiming it around. He's like, this isn't giving me anything.
Yeah, he says, I forget what he says, but he's like, yeah, this, the meter can't get it.
He says it's too much power for it to read.
Oh, so it's just like, yeah, it's like, how much power is there? And the thing's just like, yes. He's like, that's not helpful. Also, just real quick, big fan of Emma's hair in this episode. She straightened it. She's got bangs. It looks very nice. She's not wearing anything like wild. She literally has like a leather jacket over a yellow t-shirt, and like
it is like a normal outfit.
Yeah, it's very it's regular, but it she's working it. It looks very good. At some point, he mentions it's probably a dino gem. Right, he says like it's a dino gem and we got to find it, or no, he's like there's another dino gem out there somewhere, and Connor's like, is that good or bad? And Tommy's like, that very much depends on who gets the dino gem. So we cut from there to Trent, no reason, and he's coming into his dad's office. His dad is sweating like he just drank Tabasco, but
yeah, he's sitting in his armchair with his feet up on an ottoman reading a book.
Uh-huh.
And he's very sweaty.
It is, I will tell you what kind of book it is not. It is not How to Be a Good Parent.
Judging by how sweaty he is, probably like 50 Shades of Grey or something.
Oh, probably. He's getting horned up over there. And his son comes in, he's like, I gotta go.
Please leave the room.
Leave the room. God, please. They talk, and he's just like a real jerk, because he's, and it's basically because, and like, I understand, like, what, like, like in like a neutral reading of this character, like a new, not knowing that he is probably an evil dinosaur also, because I'm pretty sure
that he's Mezogod. The writing is on the wall,
it's right there, right? So not reading any of that, just looking at like him as a parent, he is an overbearing kind of bad parent, but he does seem to want the best for Trent, right? Even though that is not what Trent, he doesn't want what Trent wants for Trent. He wants like what he thinks is the best, which is also not great, but
it is like in Anton's head, it's like, if you do what I say, like, you're gonna get a lot of money and you'll be set, you're like, you won't have to worry about anything,
and
like,
that's even, what is good in life, and that's
what you need, which like, it's a little bit right.
It wouldn't hurt. It never, having cash on hand never hurts, I feel like you need to, like, put something else,
sell your soul to head a corporation, maybe is not the way to get the
money. But also, like, Anton, is your life actually good?
It can't be.
No,
all
it can't
be. All you do is sweat and read books and buy cyberspace cafes.
All you do is lose it buying cyberspace cafes because of the governor or a councilwoman or something. You didn't have a child before you, like, took in Trent. You don't have a spouse or a partner to speak of. Except for the fact that you and Tommy did some stuff on an island at some point. And I don't know how intimate that was, like, emotionally speaking, that was. But
he does also own a museum now, I guess.
That we will never see again. What's going on at the museum? Matter,
but it did have a big robot T-Rex. Unfortunately, that robot T-Rex met Tommy Oliver.
Yeah,
so it got destroyed, but...
Only so many people can walk away from the bottom side of a foot of Tommy Oliver, you know what I mean?
I can count them on one hand, I'm sure.
So, like, Mercer, I know you want what you think is best for Trent, but also, is it really best? Also, you already have money. He doesn't need more money later. You have money. Like, you know, if that's what you're worried about. Anyway,
but that's his money.
Well, yeah, okay. Also, I just want to point out, their relationship is fucking weird.
This is bonkers.
It seems like it just happened. He's like, when I agreed to take you in because of when your parents went missing, and you and I made a deal that I would take you in and I got to, like, be your dad. I'm like, hold on a minute.
It's like he made Trent sign a contract.
Yeah,
and like,
I will be son now.
Yes. And like, one of the conditions of the contract is like, you will call me dad.
Yeah, that's wild. Like, I understand that it was mostly for like the bait and switch of like, whoa, that's your last name isn't Mercer Trent, but we found out his last name after we found out he was Anton's son. So I don't think it works the same way.
No.
So he's like, now please leave. I'm having a heat flash. I need to do something about this right now. You need to go. So Trent leaves, and then a portal opens up in the office, and Mercer touches it and goes into the portal. But what's this? Trent did watch the whole thing happen from right over there. He didn't really leave because it was 1 second. He was just around the corner. We cut back to the island, and Elsa has like some sort of power drill saw thing. She's trying to open up like a meteor.
Yeah.
Now,
it's like the opposite of what the Black Dino gem was in, because that was in like a clear weird rock, and this one is in like a black weird rock.
Yes.
So is there like a yin yang thing like between these two?
Maybe
not translating into Power Rangers.
Maybe, because they do look, they both have like the chest pieces, right? Like the black and the white one have like the chest things. Like they're,
the black one just has like little shoulder pads,
but it has like a little extra, you know.
Yeah.
And then they have like the, like their helmets are both like, they got like the thing on the top, you know, and they're like, the eye shapes are a little more jagged than the, like the mouths that the Power Rangers look through.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I was doing it, yes.
It's weird
how they,
like,
did it. Who knows?
Yeah. The black one's in the clear rock and the white one's in the black rock.
Yeah. So she's like, I need more time. Also, just real quick, great camera work in this shot. It's a one shot. It's like a long oneer. The camera moves all around them. People are like moving. It's dynamic. It looks like a real show. Congratulations. You finally
figured
it out.
There was also when Trent was talking to Anton in that office or whatever room of the house that is.
Right.
The camera was like up in the corner. Like it was like a Silent Hill shot of the room. So it was like weird angles, and there were like harsh shadows kind of like cast away from the camera, and it made everything look like just unsettling enough, because it's like noon, but it's like dark in that room.
Right, it's noon, but it's dark, and he's all sweaty, and so like things
are
weird.
He's all sweaty, and it's like they're doing that weird like overlay, like he's getting dizzy kind of thing on his face a couple times.
Good job.
Yeah, it's like a real TV show.
It's like a real show now. It's just kind of nice to see. She's like, I need more time, and he's like, we do not have time. That's a luxury, and we can't afford that. We live on an island, and she's like, so she says something that I do not understand, and maybe you heard it better than me, and we can figure this out together. But she says, like, I simulated the energy transfer sequence, so the energy will go into you at a certain point in time later.
She says, like, in an hour.
And he's like, you have 12 hours to get it, or something. And I don't know what they're talking about.
Like in a day. She's like, it'll happen in a day. And he's like, well, you better do it in 12 hours.
You have a very good Mezogog impression.
Thank you. Now that you said that, I'll never do it again.
Maybe you'll get Finster back, though.
Well, it's too late now. 7-8 seasons removed from Finster.
He's like, yeah, you have time. And she's like, cool. Goes back to like brushing it with, it's like a grinder of some sort, and she's like trying to grind away at the metal or the rock or whatever. Cut back to Trent, who goes back in the room looking for Mercer, and the portal opens again immediately, and he follows it, and he pops right out in the lab, and it's clearly later because they got whatever they needed out of the rock, because the rock is gone and there's just a thing on the table now.
Yeah. What a weird time jump to do in, like, immediately the next scene.
Especially because, like, it seems like Trent just walked back in because he probably did that. And so I don't know where they went in that time.
It's a long warp hole.
Oh, maybe. It's a time-space thing, so it's slower than real time. If you just walked there. It's not actually convenient.
Right.
You just don't have to walk somewhere. Right. He's in the lab, and he sees something glowing, and he goes over to touch it, and his hand is, like, drawn to it, and it's a bracelet. It's like a metal bracelet, like they're communicators, but it just come out of the rock like that? Like, it's not a gem?
Yeah, they're... I don't know what's quite going on anymore, because Tommy did straight up say that Haley made the morphers for the core team. And then every time they find a new one, like, the morpher will just change if it needs to, whatever the new Zord is.
Yeah, because, like, Tommy had, like, a thing that goes with the Zords, I guess. I don't know.
This one came out of the rock completely morpher already, because it snaps around his wrist like a snap bracelet.
Yeah.
And then it immediately turns into whatever I still don't know what dinosaur this is.
I have no idea. It might as well be a fake dinosaur. It might be like a Pterosaurus Rex. Like, who knows?
Later on, he takes his sword out and he calls it a Drago sword. So I'm wondering if he's like
he's
a dragon, which again.
Which is not a dinosaur.
This should just be Tommy.
Yep, because if he's a white dragon, that's literally the two Tommy things. Got some notes for you.
Just like, I don't know, make a second pass at it or something.
If they would have had one more week to think about the whole story instead of just being like, put it out now. You'd think Papa Walt would be a little better about that than Papa Haim, but I guess not. Now he has a lot of visions about being the White Ranger and fighting and stuff, and I'm unclear on like what is happening.
It's hard to tell if it's just like if it's weird like memories from like a past White Ranger, if there is such a thing. Like,
I don't know.
We don't know if someone else had these powers before. We don't really know any of that stuff.
Because when we saw like in the first episode or. Was the first episode? Maybe it was the second. Whenever they first activated their dinosaur powers, right? The scream and the scales and the speed, right? Mm-hmm. They each had like a vision, like a flash of a vision to their dinosaur, but the robot version flying over lava. Like in prehistoric times, there were also robot dinosaurs, you know, or something. So it's like, oh, it's the DNA from the gem. It's like the dino DNA going into them. But him, it's like a Power Ranger DNA going into him. And later they will just say as much, which makes even less sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I don't even know if they're open questions or if they're just questions that don't actually have any like real answers or not. It's hard to tell when there's still two parts left, but
it's probably that one, but who can say?
Because I mean, it's Trent, right? Trent's the White Ranger now.
We're watching him become the White Ranger, right?
Because
they're trying to be coy about it, but like, come on.
He gets those visions and they hurt his brain so hard that he flies across the room.
He flies out of the lab because the next shot is him running on the island and he's got a lightning hand like he's going to do a Chidori from Naruto. And then he just like, and everything gets really bright. And then we go back to the lab and Elsa comes in. And she's like, what'd you do with the bracelet? Zeltrax? She's like, I didn't do anything. She's like, you're right, probably. I'm just overreacting. And I'm like, this is like, a weird dialogue to have.
Yeah. She's like, did you take it? And he was like, what would I gain from that? And she's like, I guess I'm just grasping at straws.
It's like, what? Like, why say that? What is the point of saying that?
I don't know.
What am I supposed to think about Elsa? Like, what do they want me to feel and think about any of these characters except for Mezogog? I know where I stand with him. He's a cool monster who actually seems to be like a villain, and I like that about him.
Zeltrax is a good Goldar-type character, but the problem is
they got one note on him, and they're just running into the ground.
There's that, and then Elsa is just so, I don't even want to say all over the place. She's all over, like, the bottom.
She's all over the place, but it's not a good place.
She's never in, like, a good place where I'm like, oh, thank God Elsa's here.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is. So then we cut. Oh, no. Before we cut away, she says, like, we're going to need a creature. Instead of a monster, she says a creature, and I feel like this is another choice, or that maybe she forgot the word monster and just, like, grabbed her straws, and they're like, that's the only take we're using. Everything else seemed fine.
Everything's done in one take. This whole season is just one take for everything.
And she's like, we need a creature, so that way it can go and do, and Zeltrax's like, what would that accomplish? And she's like, we're bad guys. It would accomplish we put a monster out. We don't need a reason to put a monster out there.
But then she says that the thing, they're still being coy about it, we're just going to call it what it is, the white dino gem is pure evil.
It's pure evil, and it will make whoever has it want to fight, like want conflict and to fight.
We'll put a monster down. We'll give it what it wants. But my problem with this is that if it just wants to fight, it's going to just fight. Like, You put a monster down, and that's great. But that's just like a plus one to the population that it already could be fighting.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's. She's like, he wants a fair, good fight against things that are powerful. It's like, no, he just wants to scrap.
A monster to fight.
Yeah. So we cut to Tommy's lab, and Haley's there. She sees a monster, and he's like a lion or a manticore, and he actually has like a dandelion like snoot, like his mouth. And Snoot is a dandelion. So, like, I don't know, Dandy Leonardo, Manticore. I don't know where to go with this guy's names, because he will not get one.
He doesn't get one. He doesn't matter. Like,
no, he sucks and then dies.
I'll look it up to just keep with the bit. But this is one of the least, other than the one that died in the opening a couple episodes ago.
The Dice one, which at least had a gimmick. This guy just comes down and is like, I'm looking for something. And then he dies. I'm going to call him Manticore, because I feel like I'm going to give him some credit and say he's a whole manticore and not just a lion. Because he got like a lot of eyes on his face.
All right, this is going to be risky. Because the fandom just has a white thunder page.
Oh,
so I have
jeepers.
To make sure I don't scroll too far here.
Right. Or just like jump to the cast page and see if there's a monster name that you don't recognize, because that's probably it.
Creature.
Dope.
Its name. Yeah, Creature is a monster created by Elsa and Zeltrax, combined with the DNA of a lion, a dandelion, and a bomb. Which makes sense, because he does have like a big diaper on, and I guess that's like a bomb.
It's a bomb diaper. All right, well, I guess I'll call him Dandy Leonardo. I do like Manticore, though. I'm just gonna call him Manticore.
Yeah. His canon name is Creature, so like, this guy.
So. There was a thing that came out the other day. They're for the next like Lightning Collection, they're releasing like Perantis Head, like Perantis Head. Do you remember Perantis Head?
I very vaguely do. Yes,
it was the first monster Zed sent down. He was like a fish guy. There was a point where they were all on ATVs and like Zed was in the sky. He's like, I'm sending Perantis Head to kill you, right? That's like so stupid that I can remember it exactly, right?
Sure.
But I can remember dumb monsters. Like, if you tell me the name of a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger season 1 through probably 3, there's an even chance I can tell you, like, with some accuracy what it is or what it did or what it looks like, right?
That's because within the context of that monster's episode, they were important.
Yeah, the monsters all mattered because they had to fight them. And a lot of times it was figuring out how to fight them. And this one, it's like, we just need a monster because it's Power Rangers. And you gotta have a monster.
So there's a personality, like, what the hell is this called? A personality section on this page. Do you want to let me read
Creature?
This. For Creature, yeah. Here's the first sentence. This is written by an actual human person, I think.
Can't wait.
Creature is highly funny and comedy. That's his personality.
I disagree with that, but also not the proper syntax.
No.
So I don't know what to think.
He's funny and comedy.
He is highly funny and comedy, because the Rangers morph to go fight this Manticore, and he's just looking for something. And I don't know if this is highly funny or comedy, but he does say that he's like, oh, red, yellow, blue. I'm looking for one in basic white. And I did not bust my gut up at that, so I don't know if he is highly funny in comedy, because that is his first and last words that I can tell, because he does die right afterwards.
Yeah, it says here he is also shown to be confident, as he thought he could easy find the White Ranger and was destroyed by him. Sorry to spoil that, because I had to read about Creature's personality.
Well, to be fair, he did easy find the White Ranger, because the White Ranger came right to him to kill his dumb ass.
Do the other Rangers even fight him, or does the White Ranger just come in and murder him and leave?
They square up because he's like, I'm not here for you. I'm here for basic white Power Ranger. And they're like, ha, so highly funny and comedy. And then he easy find the White Ranger by it killing him. There's just like these like whooshes, like flashes back and forth. And then RIP in peace, Manticore. Mourn you till we join you, I guess.
So does the White Ranger also have super speed? That's
Connor's
thing.
I don't know. I thought it was a combination of super speed and invisibility, but I just don't know. So then he like leaves, and we see like just a glimpse of it walking of like the White Ranger walking away. And they call Tommy. They're like, "Did you see what that was?" And they're like, "It was so fast, we have no idea what it was. We're doing a scan, right?" And they're like, "Go chase him." So they chase him, and they find him immediately. The Rangers do actually easy find the White Ranger because he's also waiting for them. And he's like really cool looking. That's a good suit.
I have what I want to say is a problem, but I don't know.
I have an issue. I don't know if it's a whole problem, but I do have one little issue with it.
I don't love the red visor.
That's also my issue. I also feel like it's a little too small.
Yeah. Like, they're all kind of small, though.
They are, but his seems weirdly small. Maybe it's because it's red that like it just seems smaller than if it were black. But like, I get it because he's like bad guy, and so he has red eyes. Because he's bad guy.
Right,
because
you can't put a goatee on a helmet. That would be ridiculous.
That would be preposterous.
That's a step too far even for Power Rangers.
Yeah. They've tried putting it on Putties once, and Power Rangers are like, we're going to make our own.
We're not going to use those, actually.
We're not going to use the mateys. We're going to actually make our own ones, because those ones do have little question mark goatees, and it's a little too weird for us. But he's pretty dope, and he actually does not want to fight them, even though I was led to believe he is going to crave conflict and want to fight everything.
All he wants to do is fight.
Except the first thing he says is, I don't want to fight you. That's not what I'm here for. And they're like, good, what are you here for then? And he's like, I guess I'll fight you. So what he does is he pulls out his Drago sword, which they're being real loose with their terms of weaponry in this season. The Brachio staff is a sword. The Drago sword is a dagger at best.
Right.
Drago dagger would have been even better to call
it. But then they would be like, we can't do that because then we'll be beaten over the head how much this should have been Tommy.
Oh, that's it. They didn't want to like, they didn't want to reveal themselves.
Right. This is not a dagger. This is a sword. And even like the color scheme and the shape of it is even similar to Saba. Like they're killing me. They're killing me with this.
It's also a like a quill, like a pen quill to draw.
It looks like a feather.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a quill to draw with. Who do we know that draws? Huh, I don't know. And he draws a bunch of arrows and then shoots them at the Rangers and then leaves because he did not want to fight them, even though I was led to believe he just craved conflict and fighting.
Well, he's pure evil and he's spoiling for a fight.
I guess, but when he gets one, he's like, "Not this is not the fight I want.
I don't want this fight. I want to fight creatures, not Power Rangers.
But only if they are highly funny and comedy. So we cut back to Gog Island, and King Koopa is not happy. He's doing a little brain blast at them, and I don't know what they said, because honestly,
it doesn't was just matter. Like, this is really making us think about how bad we messed up. It's something along the lines of that.
I do kind of like him. He is a dinosaur overlord that would like to change the world back to prehistoric times, but he is also like just a really tired manager who has a bunch of idiots that work for him. And he's like, God, you just, all right, fine. So we cut back to Tommy and Haley, and they're doing scans and searches, and they can't find him or figure out what he is at all. And then Haley says something that makes no sense to me. I think they think it makes sense, but I don't think it actually does. And that is that his Power Ranger, his Ranger power completely mixed with his DNA. So it's like the same. And isn't that sort of also what happened with the regular Rangers?
That's all of them.
Yeah.
Tommy literally said, like, it bonds to your DNA.
Yeah. And so it's the dinosaur, the dino DNA that bonds with your regular DNA to give you, like, a cool superpower, like the ability to go invisible, just like all the Brachiosaurs can do.
Right.
But I guess the Power Ranger, like, the White Ranger, whole from cloth, bonded with his, not just, like, the dragon sword, so the dragosaur.
God, what are their names from Wild Force? The wolf guy.
Zenaku and Merrick.
Zenaku and Merrick. It's like a Zenaku and Merrick situation where it's like two entities in one body. Like the White Ranger is not Trent.
Right.
And Trent is not the White Ranger.
We don't know who it is. It could be anyone, Josh.
I know he's talking like this. It's real raspy and
I mean, to be fair, it sounds like if you're listening for Trent, like, you know, it's Trent, but he is doing a pretty good job of hiding it, to be fair.
It's going to be really funny when after they make him good, he just talks like Trent after this.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense. Well, that's like the Gold Ranger had a voice that nobody else had, including Trey. Like the first, right. When they unmorphed, it wasn't the guy voicing him that played it. So it was like, yeah, it's just a whole separate thing to worry about. Anyway, so they're like, go back to fight. They go back to fight. There he is again. They easy find the White Ranger again. He's not hard find. It's not hard find the White Ranger, no. Josh, is I think what the episode wants me to know. And I actually think he rules. So he's beating them up, and he runs past them and draws little X's on them, and then is like, hey, you got something on your shirt, and then lands, and then they blow up. And I actually think they meant to, I think instead of creature, I think that what they meant was that White Ranger is actually highly funny in comedy.
Yeah, he's also very confident. He easy finds the Rangers.
He does easy find the Rangers. Boy, maybe that person, English was not their first language, right?
I don't think it is.
And so that way, so you don't know the syntax and like that. If it was someone whose English is their first language, take a second pass, my man. Like, slow down. You don't need to get this. No one else is clamoring for a creature entry on Ranger Wiki, except us. So, right. You know, and then he says he's not here to make friends. He's fighting them. He whips their whole butts a lot. Kira and Ethan shoot him with their guns, and he just, I guess, draws a shield.
Ethan is so eager to get beat up by the White Ranger.
Oh, he loves it today. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Kira too. To be fair, Kira too. They are both
Kira too, but,
going ham at the White Ranger, who exclusively kicks their butts.
Ethan is very vocal about it, and Kira just also attacks with him, it seems like. While Connor is just like, nah, man, I'm not gonna.
Connor's like, we should think about this. But so they get shot because they get their laser blasts get rebounded at them. And then that's when Connor's like, all right, now that my friend shot themselves, now I'm going to kick your ass, White Ranger guy. And then Tommy comes in kind of from nowhere, and he's like, no, don't. Maybe he has powers that we can't handle. And I'm like, Tommy, is that the attitude Power Ranger would have?
Is that the attitude that Tommy would have?
It seems out of character, if I'm and so that only lasts for a second.
Even if he said something like, hey, we don't really know like what his powers are yet, so we don't know what we're getting into. And not so much of like, well, he's just too strong, we can't win.
Yeah, it's a little weird. So then he's like, don't fight him. And then that doesn't work. So Kira
because Ethan's like, I'm going to fight him.
And Kira's like, And then so she goes to... Then they finally pull out their weapons, which earlier when he has his like dagger out and is just slashing them and stabbing them and stuff, I'm like, you also have weapons that might help.
Yeah, they're like trying to punch him.
Specifically, Ethan, you do have a shield, and that would probably help a lot against a sword, right? And then he gets his shield, and he's like, I'm only going to use the stab feature on my shield. And
well,
so he goes,
you're the one with knight training, so is a sword effective against the shield or no?
I mean, shield block sword.
Okay.
Every time. Shield block sword. But if you can't get shield in front of sword, then that's on you. That's not a shield problem. That's a training issue. And that's why I have a big bruise on my ribs. It's because I didn't always get the shield in front of the sword. So they pull out their weapons and they go to fight him, and he beats them so hard they demorph. And I guess he also steals their powers is what
it seems like. He grabs them and siphons their powers out of them.
And I didn't realize that that's what was happening. I thought that the Kira and Ethan just, they had gotten beat up too much, and he got him one more time and they demorphed. But then Tommy goes after him, and he literally says, like, I'm going to eat your power too, or something like that. Like, I'll get yours too. And then we watch it get sucked out. So,
but then Connor goes after him.
Uh-huh.
And he does not suck Connor's powers out. He just hits him really hard, and he demorphs.
So, like, why? What is this?
I don't know. I don't know where this is going. I don't know if in part two they have powers or not. It's hard to tell.
I mean, look, you know, all I want is no powers, just dino kids. Like, that's what I would love out of this.
Oh, yeah, because now they can use their superpowers to beat him. They couldn't do that when they were morphed for some reason.
Yeah, because the suit... Because
if Kira screams in the helmet, then it just reverberates in there, and that would just be bad.
Yeah, and if Ethan goes strong... If he goes strong under the suit, it's just gonna cut the suit up. Right. And if Connor runs too quickly, also he can't do that.
He will run out of the suit. And the suit will naked.
Stay, and he'll be a nude man running around. And that would just be embarrassing. He's a teenager. He doesn't need that. So they regroup at Tommy's. They are messed up. They got that classic Power Rangers, we lost a fight dirt all over them. And Ethan's like, hey, should we have expected something like this? And Tommy's like, an evil White Ranger? No. But it has been known to happen. And at first I thought, when the first part of the sentence happened, I was like, an evil White Ranger? No. And I was like, please say usually it's green. And then he said, sometimes Power Rangers are evil. And they're like, oh, cool. And then I feel like Tommy should have been like, I showed you a whole video about it. Didn't you see? Like, the first thing that happened to me was I turned evil. Like,
right, you all know this.
Like, this there was a whole – did you? You guys – I know you guys watched the Ninja Storm part for a lot, so maybe you forgot about everything.
That was the most important part of Power Rangers, was Ninja Storm.
I think so, because Cam is smarter and cooler than Haley, a character we have to like right now, as Haley told us. So then we cut to Cassidy and Devin. They're leaving. She's like, hell yeah, we're going to get the Power Rangers identities. I'm going to be on the news. And Devin's like, hey – you've never been near a Power Ranger, which is wrong, Devin.
False.
She pushed him out of the way to interview Suckass. She was right next to a Power Ranger. And they're like, where are we even going to find a Power Ranger? And then White Ranger runs by, kind of stumbling.
He's
from
staggering,
From getting beaten up, even though he did not take a hit.
I don't know if it's from getting beaten up or if it's just like the power is overwhelming him, so he's like losing hold of it. Because he's about to collapse and just turn into Trent.
Yeah, which they sort of treat like a reveal, but we did see Trent put the thing on and then have flashes of the White Ranger, so not as well constructed a reveal as I think they wanted. But so yeah, he stumbles around the corner, turns into Trent. Immediately, Cassidy and Devin come up and like, Trent, did you see the White Ranger? And Trent's like, what? And they're like, oh man, where'd the White Ranger go? Cassidy even says like, he was right here a second ago. And neither of them were like, Trent, is it you? You are looking for someone who is a Power Ranger. Okay. I also think maybe Devin does put it together right away and just doesn't say anything because he's like, I got to let Cassidy have this. Or I need her to, like, lose on her own, you know? Because he's like, yeah, sorry, man. And, like, pats him on the shoulder and leaves because Devin's a good guy.
Yeah.
And then Trent, like, leans against the wall and he's like, ugh. And then the episode ends.
To be continued.
TBC. Two more parts. Hope they're both worth it. Josh.
Wait, hang on. What was the Netflix thing? Did you tell me that yet?
Oh, I did not tell you. The Netflix thing says Trent accidentally bonds with the White Dino Gem and becomes a Power Ranger. And I was like, okay.
Well, there it all is.
Boy, I hope nobody was looking through to see what was gonna, you know, see what the titles were for later in the series. I know. Or, you know, like, if you're a kid and you don't have quite the deductive reasoning skills as, like, 30-year-olds like us do.
Sure.
And you didn't necessarily put together that obviously Trent was going to be the White Ranger. And you watch episode 10 and you're like, that was a weird episode about the water. And then you go, you're like, yes, I would like to watch the next episode right now. I'm very excited. I'm a child and I love an old Power Ranger show. Hit me Netflix. And Netflix is like, it's Trent. And you're like, oh, I was going to learn that for myself. And it would have been a cool reveal. But it could have said like a ranger gets like a power they're not ready for. They could have been coy about it at all.
Yeah.
But no, they were just like, it's Trent. And he's a White Trent. Ranger because of a oops. So anyway, tune in next time. Josh, what's the best?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. Not to say that it's like bad.
No, the episode was confused. Not confusing. Maybe it was confused on what it wanted to do. And that makes me worried for parts 2 and 3. Like a lot. Like a really worried.
Yeah, I'm really curious if parts 2 and 3 are going to need to be parts 2 and 3.
I feel like one of them probably, right? Like part two.
If it's not wrapped up by the end of the next part, then I feel like the next part's probably going to be kind of bad because it's just going to be this one again.
To be fair, this is basically the same writing team that Ninja Storm had. And the first three parter they had, the first three parter was the reveal of the Thunder Rangers, and it ruled. It was good the whole time.
That's true.
Every other multi-parter after that was marginally worse by some degree or another. So maybe it'll be good. But this episode just really didn't seem to know, like, it felt like they got a story from somewhere else and they're like, all right, now change everything to make it Power Rangers. And they're like, yeah, all right. And then they did that. And like, it is a Power Rangers story at the end of the day. But like, a lot of the things they said was wrong about Power Rangers stuff they set up in the past 10 episodes.
Yeah.
My best is that Kira looked really good. Kira with the good hair. Her outfit was nice. It wasn't like 2004 weird. It just like looked good. It was just like a good outfit. And it's literally the only positive, like purely positive thing I have about the episode. So that's my best.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I guess I'm going to best the White Ranger suit design.
Okay.
That's the best thing in the episode, I think.
Yeah. It's a good design. It looks really cool.
I don't love the red visor, but if it was a black visor, I don't think it would look good. So I think it does need to be red.
I feel like they're kind of back to do a corner on that one. Yeah, because I also feel like, because he has a lot of black on him. Like, he's got, like, tiger stripes. You know, like how dragon dinosaurs had.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if it would have just, it would look like another stripe across his face. Right,
yeah, it would have just blended in with all the other jaggies on his costume.
Yeah. What's the worst?
Elsa is pretty bad, I think.
I agree. Well,
it might be creature, though.
I don't think... Look, Creature was highly funny at comedy. And he did easy find the White Ranger.
He said one line that wasn't a joke, and then he just got killed by the White Ranger in like 5 seconds.
I think Creature was, like, sucked. Yeah, I don't know if he was the worst, though. I think the worst is the weird, like, I guess, like, I don't know how I want to say this. I don't know how it's going to be categorized, Benny. I'm so sorry. The thing where they said, like, his DNA is merged with him, like, the Power Rangers DNA is merged with him, I don't get. Because even three, four years ago, like, that was the whole deal with Time Force, is that, like, it was DNA locked.
Yeah.
Right? So, mm-hmm. Like, why is that a problem now?
Because it seems like the White Ranger power is... sentient on its own.
It's like a thing, because it's the only one,
like,
that is
parasitic
evil?
Almost.
Yeah. Also, I was under the impression that Dino Gems chose you, not the other way around. So, like,
right. Except for this white one, because it's evil.
Right.
Is it, though? Like, I don't know. Why is this one evil, but none of the other ones were? We don't even know if it is a dragon. He just has a Drago sword. He could be like a Iguanodon or something. I don't know.
What if he's just like, he's like, yeah, I'm a Deinonychus. They're like, I didn't see that at all. He's like, yeah, you know, I just like dragons, so I call my sword a Drago sword.
Even though it's a feather. Are they leaning in? Are they leaning into the dinosaurs had feathers this early in?
I mean, I'll choose to believe that, and not that, like, this thing draws, and that's why Trent's an artist, you know? Like, maybe they reverse engineered him out of it, but who knows? Yeah, my worst is just the weird, like, inconsistent mythological, like, Power Rangers mythology, like, throwaway lines. They just, like, it's only us that's getting caught up on them, you know?
Yeah, but it's the same thing that happened to us, but we said it a little different, so it's bad this time.
Right, yeah.
And that does suck. I've decided I'm gonna give it to Elsa, because I don't like her, and I don't want...
I also really did not care for her performance in this episode. Who's the MVP?
Creature.
You don't
because
mean that.
Of his funny and comedy.
What about how he easy found the White Ranger?
The White Ranger easy found him.
Yeah. He was also yelling.
It's not
Who's your real MVP?
I don't know. Is it the White Ranger? Not Trent.
I don't think it's Trent. I don't think Trent was bad in this episode. I actually like Trent a lot in this episode. I think the White Ranger ruled, though.
Yeah, but the White Ranger, I think, is the MVP.
Yeah, but again, I don't think we're looking at a Merrick situation where, like, I like the Lunar Wolf. I do not care for Merrick too much.
I agree. Trent is a good character,
but
also.
Trent is also a good character. Like, I've come around on him in the last, especially because, like, they gave him these, like, built-in dad issues that, like, are so weird. It's like, I just feel bad for this kid because he's in the weirdest situation you could be in.
Well, it's like the same thing with Devin, is that he had like, he was introduced in an episode where he was just like, what's up? I'm Trent. And then that's all we had for like four episodes.
Yeah.
Until they decided, they were like, oh, he is a character that we do need to develop.
Give him a personality. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't have to rank it because this is part one of three, so we're going to wait until the other two are done. Here's the part where I say that every episode of this three-part is going to come out this week, because we did make a deal at the crossroads with the devil a long time ago, and the devil is going to get his due in the form of three episodes of Power Rangers in 1 week when it calls for it. So get ready for that to happen.
I'm ready.
I don't know if I'm ready, to be completely honest. We'll see what happens in 3 weeks when I have to actually edit them. But we will see you on, I don't know, like Wednesday or Thursday, somewhere around there, for the next part, White Thunder Part 2. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Kind of little.
I'm pretty big.
I'm kind of a little boy.
Down just a little bit.
Check.
Check. Check.
Check. I guess that's as big as it's getting. Okay.
All right. Well, I think I'm good. I look pretty okay.
Are you, as for you're good. Do you have the date?
Well, I'm not good to go. I look, my waveforms look good.
Okay. Well, halfway there then.